Adam, I know obviously you didn't get to see the Flames game last night because you guys were playing, but they put up 7 on Vegas and 5, I think, in the first period. They seem to be really clicking right now. So what are you guys in for tomorrow night?
Yeah, well, I saw 7-0 during the second period during our game kind of thing. You look up and sometimes you see the out-of-town scores. So, yeah, they're scoring a lot of goals. So they're playing well at home. And, you know, I think they have a lot of different ways they can hurt you. They have some real active D, and their power play seems to be clicking on a nightly basis. And, you know, they have their usual guys that are kind of contributing, and then, you know, throughout their lineup, they have other guys chipping in. So I think it's going to be similar to the way Vancouver plays in that, you know, we have to be aware of that net front D jumping up in the rush. And, you know, we're really creating those four-man rushes. And, you know, I thought for the most part we did a good job last night to limiting those and creating some turnovers. So yeah, I think that's going to kind of have to be the same message for our team going into the game tomorrow.
You guys put up a season high 49 shots last night and get the 6 goals and probably could have had a lot more. Do you feel like, at least on an offensive basis, that maybe that was one of your more complete games of the year in terms of chances generated?
Well, you know, I think even over the last few weeks, we've been playing a lot more direct, a lot quicker, and it certainly showed, obviously. You know, we go losing the shootout, and we only score 1 against Buffalo. But I think even then, we had some chances, and we certainly could have had more. And we've been real direct with the puck. I think just we haven't really slowed down getting the puck from our end to their end. And, you know, when we do that, our forwards are so fast and they're so creative that, you know, we're able to hurt teams off the rush. And I think you were able to see that last night.
Going into last night's game, you guys had been outshot in 6 of the prior 7 games, but you'd had success winning. The shots on goal mean much to you when you look at the numbers that are up on the board?
No. You know what? You look at some of the teams that put up a lot of shots every night, and they're shooting from the corners, and it's easy to shoot from the corner, and you're going to get a rebound. You know, it's a pretty routine save, and you're going to get the puck back. But, you know, I think when you look at the chances and, you know where we're shooting from and what we're giving up, I think generally it's probably more in our favor. We got some guys that aren't going to shoot the puck unless they have a quality look. They're not just going to throw the puck away to kind of have to work to get it back. So, I think the shot clock can be a little deceiving in that sense. Our goalies have played really well. And, we're confident that they're going to give us a chance to win every night. So, we don't want that trend to continue, but I don't think that tells the whole story of how our game's been.
Patrick had the big 5-on-5 breakthrough last night with a couple goals and then the empty netter as well. Obviously, you saw a lot of him on your line in recent days and weeks. So, first of all, how much credit do you and Brandon take for Patrick's success last night? And in a more serious manner, how much do you think that stint with you guys has maybe helped with some of his confidence just in getting his game where it needs to be?
Well, he lost his anchors, so he was able to get going. But, you know, he's playing with Casey and Litzy, and they're both two highly skilled guys. And I think you look on the goals he scored, Casey with an unbelievable touch pass on his first one, and then, you know, that seam play on the second one, and it's an incredible release. So, you know, he's putting himself in good spots to score, and it was only a matter of time before he started to score 5-on-5. I think, you know, he put a lot of pressure on himself early in the year, and, you know, it seems like some bounces he hit a couple posts, or they'd hit both posts. You look at Buffalo where he puts it through Hutton's legs off the post, and then he waves over the puck with 2 seconds left, and, you know, it just seemed like some of the bounces weren't going his way, and, you know, I think that weighs on a guy that's such a pure shooter, and, you know, he's expected to score goals for us, and, you know, it's nice to see that they're starting to come. So, you know, I think he kind of got back to being hard on pucks again and really driving his legs, and, you know, he creates so much space with his shot that, you know, he's a good player, and it's nice that he's scoring 5-on-5 for us for sure.